celebrating 40 years of music and ideas. 91.3 KBCS Bellevue, Seattle, a listener-supported public service of Bellevue College. You're about to listen to a segment from our program, Music and Ideas, hosted by Sonia Green.
You're tuned to Music and Ideas here on KBCS 91.3. Special show today, partnering up with our online news partner, Bellevue.patch.com, to bring you a special debate this afternoon. Venice Buhayan, editor for Bellevue.patch.com, in the studio with me. Good afternoon, Venice.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here. Now, we are going to be talking with Bellevue School Board candidates, and we're going to start with the race for seat number 4 that will be vacated by school board member Mike Murphy. Krishana Roberson is a director of operations here at Bellevue College in the Health Science Division. She's also the executive director of Sustain. It's a group that helps students plan for college. She has 4 children, including 3 high school students. Welcome to the show, Krishana.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Krishana's opponent in this race, Tracy Trubosky, was invited to this forum, and however she was not able to come, she declined. So we just have Krishana in the studio with us today. And Krishana, before we start questioning, I wanted to just give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, again, thank you very much, Sonia and Venice, for being here and inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity. As you said, I am a parent. I've been a part of the Bellevue School District since 2004. I have children ages 21, 18, 17, and 16, and I like them most of the time. I am running for school board because I decided what I wanted to be 20 years after I was successfully doing what I thought I'd be doing for the rest of my life. And I transitioned to education and recently just completed my master's in educational policy with a focus on diversity and equity because I recognized the impact that I was making on students in the volunteer capacities that I was working at Bellevue School District. And it was just so rewarding to actually make a difference in the lives of others. It felt so much better than dealing with profit and it not impacting anyone or anything other than the bottom line. And this has really been an amazing learning experience for me. I'm still learning how to run a campaign, still learning how to be in a campaign, but I'm really excited and hoping that the voters recognize that I'm really passionate and I'm purposeful in everything that I do, and I'm glad for the opportunity.
Well, thank you. Venice, I'll let you just take it away with the questions.
All right, thanks. So, Krishana, the Bellevue School District has a pretty good reputation nationally. Its high schools are in national magazines. And I guess specifically, can you tell us, where do you see room for improvement in the Bellevue School District?
One of the reasons why I started my nonprofit program was because there are so many amazing programs within the district, and not all families really understand how to access them. But also because information isn't being shared in a timely manner. So for instance, those students who are on the path to college, they need to be preparing in eighth grade. They need to start thinking about those things. And I know sometimes parents are really scared, like, they're only in middle school. I can't do any of this right now. It's really important because there's such important timing in what needs to be done at certain phases of grade level. There are so many parents that would ask me, well, what's the difference between AP, IB? What's Running Start? How do I get started? A lot of parents don't understand that this is a process you have to start the end of their 10th grade year, the testing that it takes, understanding the rules with Bellevue College, who's one of the main proponents of the Running Start program. So a lot of it is really just how we're getting information out and really setting better guidelines and explanations for our families who've never gone through that experience, especially as it relates to their students going to college.
Oh, so how do you think the school district can fill in that gap?
A lot of what I would want to bring to the school board is us really looking at a strategic communications plan that looks at all phases from middle school to high school. And we need to come with something more than just, oh, we're putting information on the website. It really needs to be targeted. And I really want to work with the district and understanding what are the things that they're doing now other than what I know, which is the website and newsletters. But how do we come up with a plan that collaborates across levels, grade levels, community partners, things of that nature? And I think that's where we need some help in.
Well, speaking of areas that need help, this isn't maybe not an area that needs help, but it's definitely something that's being discussed nationally and statewide. They're pushing for common core standards in subjects like math and English, and wanted to know your thoughts about that.
With Bellevue School District, it's very different because, one, our curriculum is streamlined. One of the great things about Bellevue is that no matter whether you live in Lake Hills or whether you live in Medina, our kids are getting the same education, regardless of their socioeconomic status. And our curriculum builds. Our teachers work together. Our fifth grade teachers work with our sixth grade teachers to help prepare that. So our curriculum is very much college preparatory. And when you look at that across state lines, there are some, well, let's even compare it to Seattle, whereas they're requiring 3 years of PE. We're requiring language. You know, it's very different just from right across the water. So when you factor in the state standards, the math levels, the English levels, we really need to look at how this is going to impact our BSD students here. Because we're our students...
And BSD, standing for...
Bellevue School District. I'm sorry with all the acronyms. I work for Bellevue College. It's what we live in.
No worries.
A lot of what the BSD does is really higher level learning. And we really need to look at, this is Common Core. We really need to dig into the details of what that looks like. How is English in Atlanta going to be impactful to English in Washington or South Carolina? Or you can't just look at it from the standpoint of everybody's doing it, especially when Bellevue has already been doing it at a higher level.
Okay, and I was wondering, how would you approach involving families in schools who aren't necessarily represented already, like those who don't speak English at home or those, you know, who aren't, who maybe aren't as well off as other families? How do you get them involved and involved in, PTSAs and things like that? What do you think the role is of the school district in that, school board in that?
A lot of it is really targeted engagement projects and engagement initiatives that are very different than the norm. And one of the things I appreciated when I was a member of the Parent Action Advisory Council under the direction of Mike Riley many years ago is that the parents who were selected to be representatives of that council, they were joined together with principals. And a lot of what we did was talk about some of the issues that are impactful to students of color, students with disabilities, ESL, ELL. And we were able to really bring about changes, say, for instance, when the district did fairs. We were able to put up language. We really sought out finding individuals who would volunteer in the capacity of disseminating information in their native language. So we had Spanish, Chinese, Mandarin, Russian. We had so many languages, and we were able to really bring those families in at a district level. And we've lost that over the years, and it's something that I really think that we need to revisit. So that would be one of the major things that I would work to make sure that we do, creating these forums and these pockets, but also the engagement at any level, especially locally with the schools. I really believe it's board members' responsibility to make sure that we're doing that. When I first came to this district, when I relocated from Atlanta, I remember sitting in my first PTSA meeting and I felt so out of place until it was one parent who came up to me and said, "Please come back. We really are a group of wonderful people and I think you have so much to add." And it was just her doing that that made me come back and made me want to be engaged. So I really think it's also a major individual responsibility of board members, administrators, as well as teachers.
Well, you talked about feeling out of place, and I kind of want to rewind to that because you are an African-American woman running for a position, and you would be the first that's my understanding. If you were to be on the school board, how does that play out in terms of bringing some of the conversation of diversity to the school board, as well as taking a look at people that are walking in the door and maybe might have the impression like you, like maybe they feel out of place? So, you know, you did in that last answer talk about inclusion some, but I guess I want to specifically drill down to it in terms of what your experience brings as a person of color coming to the school board.
One of my favorite quotes, and I use it all the time, is be the change you want to see in the world. And when I transitioned and made the decision, the very difficult decision of getting a master's in education as opposed to a master's in business, which I could have finished much more easily and much more quickly, I went in with a focus on diversity and equity, and it was because of what I was witnessing. Coming from the East Coast, where I were in classrooms and I was surrounded with colleagues who were of color, who I was able to relate to, and then bringing my kids into the district, and in the 10 years we've been there, they haven't had one teacher, I recognized that it's difficult because there is a breakdown and there is something that is missed when our students don't witness that in the classroom, when our students don't witness that in the community. And a lot of what I learned in my studies was really about looking at things from a more proactive approach as opposed to reactive. And I think that's where I can help, because a lot of the programming and things that I did, it was focused on students of color and ESL families, because I've seen that there was a disconnect. There were things missing that needed to change. So when you don't see things that are available for when people don't have their needs met, you figure out ways to help them get those needs met. And I did a lot of that over the 10 years that I worked in a volunteer capacity, and I know that I can bring forward on at this higher level.
We're talking to Krishana Roberson. She is running for Bellevue School Board seat number 4. Her opponent, Tracy Trove. I'm going to just keep saying her name wrong.
Trojowski.
Thank you. Can you say it for me?
Tracy Trojowski.
Thank you. She was invited to this forum and she declined, but we are getting an opportunity to speak with Krishana and find out a little bit more about your own candidacy. Did you have any other questions you would like to follow up on?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And definitely you can take this opportunity to make one last appeal to our listeners and let them know a little bit more about you. And if there's any information and ways that they can find out more information about you or places they can see you, feel free to include that as well.
Okay. Thank you again, Sonia and Venice. I truly appreciate this. I like this setting better because no one sees me and my nerves are not as bad as they were yesterday. I have to say that running a campaign has truly been an experience in education for me, from learning about the intricacies about the Bellevue School District Board to being able to apply the concept of how they function to my business experience and practice, and to actively meeting and engaging with teachers, elected officials, community leaders, and most importantly, teachers, parents, and students has been just wonderful. But it's the students who keep me young, because they give me the joy to walk through the schools and they encourage me and support me when I'm in the hallway. They say, hey, Ms. Roberson, we're so glad you're running. Vote for Krishana Roberson. And it was even more empowering having students at the forum last night, because I got more of that and they came up and they talked to me. And that's one of the things that I love the most. My education, my experience, drive, and passion earned me endorsements from the Seattle Times, from Washington State Representative Ross Hunter, and Councilman John Stokes. And I would encourage everyone to visit my website at www.krishana4edu.org. My email is krishana4bsd@yahoo.com. So if you'd like to drop me a line, I would appreciate it. And on our website also has the list of events that's going on. So I thank you. Again, my name is Krishana Roberson, and I would love your vote for school board.
Krishana Roberson, thank you again for your time today. This is Music and Ideas. We're going to continue our discussion, and coming up in the second hour, we're going to talk to two more school board candidates for seat number 5. This is Music and Ideas here on KBCS 91.3.